I'm WUWM Eric Vaughn Fellow Maria Peralta Arellano. Late last week, State Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee gave an update on racial disparities affecting Black Wisconsinites. In her State of Black Wisconsin address, Johnson talked about how Democratic Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal could affect outcomes for Black Wisconsinites. Johnson said that in almost all areas, racial gaps negatively impacting the Black community in Wisconsin have been growing, and she kept circling back to the youth affected by these statistics. Wisconsin has one of the worst rates of Black infant mortality in the nation. Almost 40% of Milwaukee's African American children live in poverty, and Milwaukee children are at a higher risk of lead poisoning than those in Flint, Michigan.
Our African American children are in a state of crisis, and we know this. But there are certain things that we all can do to make sure that our children are okay.
Johnson also delved into incarceration in Wisconsin. She pointed to a study that shows Black men in Wisconsin are incarcerated at 14 times the rate of white men. Johnson said Governor Tony Evers proposed several changes in the Department of Corrections in his budget for 2025 to 2027, including raising the age for adult corrections from 17 to 18 and restructuring prison facilities to allow for the closure of Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake youth detention centers. Johnson pointed out that under Evers' budget, the estimated cost to take care of a young person in a detention center would be $800,000 per year, much more than is spent per student in the average Wisconsin public school.
So those numbers are ridiculous, especially when we know that it costs more to rehabilitate a kid than to just get the situation correct the first time.
Johnson stressed that education could help prevent incarceration. Johnson pointed to possible solutions in Evers' proposed budget, which includes additional dollars for K-12 schools, along with after-school programming and expanding literacy and math programs for low-income students. Evers also wants to expand the Buc-ee's tuition promise for students whose family make less than $62,000 a year to attend any UW school tuition-free.
If we can allow low-income kids to go to school for free, that is a game changer, especially for BIPOC communities. We are lacking all of these things: psychiatrists, social workers, nurses, doctors. This is the key to ensuring that we can continue to fill those career pipelines without costing a lot of student loan debt to our kids that they will not be able to pay, or it'll cost them long term.
Evers' budget proposal will go next to the Republican-controlled legislature. Johnson, who is a Democrat, says she'll advocate for resources that could help reduce Wisconsin's staggering racial disparities. Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.